I know there's people on the planning side of that, the SID board and the city, but I know we got blocked out with COVID. Things went dead in COVID.
Well, I'm going to tell you that it'd be my humble opinion that that is not a county project, and I'm not sure that the city would take our input very well. Mm-hmm. I think we better be a little careful of that if we go down.
Well, the county surrounds all of it. It's right in the heartbeat of the county.
It might be.
They would probably
welcome the county funding that.
And part of it's a big part of it's in my district.
I get that.
But it's maintained by the city of Branson. Mm-hmm.
But I think we
at least need to be updated, and that's what I'm getting at, not just a total void into what's going on, because there may be something we might want to propose to protect our district or the Taney County at large. I think we're missing the boat if we don't stay updated on that. So.
Okay, I'm kind of this interim guy sitting in this chair, and Doug's the guy, but we need to check with Keith Francis and see if he's the man. He's not here. He's been here once. Has he been appointed?
Right. We're losing a lot of valuable information exchange and opportunity to guide.
Well, I'm not saying Branson doesn't need a representative on here for their district, but they're the remnant that is not covered by you. But they need to have somebody on here. If Keith is too busy, we get that. But we can't continue just to have no representative.
Maybe we need to have a note go forward to Keith or to Branson to we need current dialogue or something in a polite way. Maybe you need a new board member. I don't know, but I'm just saying we're missing a lot of information that's the heartbeat of Taney County if we don't stay posted on.
Every board that I'm on, if you're not there in three times in a row, you're gone. Just how it is. How it is there.
I don't think we have that in our bylaws. Knowing our bylaws we put together 2 or 3 years ago.
I don't know that we need to beat the dead horse. I don't think Keith is trying to shun us. It's just the fact that he's just too busy. And when you get too busy and you're not ever attending another meeting, then we need to get a replacement.
Yes,
but since Keith ought to be coming up right now for replacement anyway, we'd have to take a look at his term. I bet his term is getting close.
This sounds like an item that maybe Doug ought to leave since he's the chairman of our group.
Well, he needs to sign off on that. Devin, you need to take a look and see when Keith's term's up and see if, in fact, and we'll just thank him for his service.
We've got new grocery stores going in. Every intersection's changing. We already had a lot of tough intersections. But things are not staying the same out there. They're changing pretty radically. Got a new Hobby Lobby, and we got the new police station going in, and a lot of things.
AutoZone.
Yeah, so Aldi's.
This committee needs to stay abreast of all that. So maybe we ought to relay that to Doug. Can you relay that to Doug? Is he chair today?
Doug,
you're going to look into his.
Doug is a volunteer like we are. Yeah. And so laying some of that kind of stuff on the volunteers is not the best way to go. Devin knows.
And he hadn't been here. Yeah. I'll talk to Doug. Get Doug up to speed on what we talked about today here.
I'll talk to the commissioner.
I don't think we need this to languish. It's languished for quite a bit of time now. I have every meeting raised questions about the Branson area and particularly the strip, and it's just floating along.
Now, the one thing that I might ask you to do then is you call Keith Francis and tell him I'm sitting on the board and I'm representing part of Branson and I'm not giving any stuff, so why don't you sit down with me, Keith, and give me some information so that I can go back and share it with the board. That might be a way forward too. And that way you would get directly from the city about your district, about what they're doing. It's kind of like, and I wish Beth was here to hear me say this, it's like MoDOT. MoDOT's non-existent. I don't know what the heck MoDOT's doing. Since COVID came along, they stopped. They don't come to work. They say they're going to handle it. They don't. Our sidewalk project is dead in the water. It's just, there's, I don't know what's going on with MoDOT. So, anyway. MoDOT update, they don't have a step. They didn't do one. So?
They took the year off.
How very nice for them.
Well, the maintenance people are back. I heard the administrative, a lot of them are working from home until the end of the year.
Yeah, I was told that they're now back to full-time, but still working from home.
Well, they tend to shovel home at night.
Well, they did work Labor Day, just like they always do.
Their maintenance workers are still out there. I don't know if they're working on a short schedule.
No, they're on 40 hours now. They were cut back to like 30 in.
Okay. Let's not.
Did your crew cut back because of COVID?
Okay. Other new business? Any other new business? Who are you? Tell, yeah, you do. You have. You just don't know either. tell us about what you guys have going as far as SimCog, and there's transportation things happening, right?
Like since I've been here, about like 5 weeks, I think, there hasn't been much transportation projects. I think the only one that I've been involved in until now are the meetings, the tech, this meeting, and just like traffic counts.
Okay, so here's something. Somehow or another, I got elected the chairman of that group too, so I'm not exactly sure how that happened, because that was certainly not our plan. But one of the things that's not going to happen this year that always happens is we're not going to have a prioritization session. There's no step. Now, one of the things, and those of you that were partners the other day heard me say this, I feel badly for the other 10 counties, the other 9 counties in our group that allow us to be in the top tier so that we can continue with the expressway. So unless we actually get some right-of-way going and do some things, they're doing all of that stuff. They're spending money. They're getting their projects ready to go. I'm going to have to lighten up just a little bit, and maybe we won't be in the top bunch because it's not right for them to defer their projects when they're ready to go and we can't seem to get moving. So I think that's that. But the point was, what has changed since there, other than me being the chairman of the Dennis Wood has been the chairman for a long time, and Dennis has opted out. So I'm going to do in probably maybe only a year, because eventually I've got to go fishing for a living. I can't do this every day. They just start saying, bless his heart, you know, and you don't want that, so you got to quit that. But at any rate, but there isn't, usually there is this large event, and everybody goes in, and it's really pretty basic horse trading. You put yours up, and then you trade votes for other people, and you get all that stuff, and that's how the priorities for Southwest District get forward. That's not going to happen this year. So, along with no STIP. So, we're going into this. That might seem kind of like a bad deal, but you know what? It isn't for us, because we're still in the top tier, and we're not going to have to face that again. So I don't have to make excuses of why we didn't do anything. And maybe by the next time we get back together in a year, we're going to have some right-of-way purchase and design. We're going to have a new way forward, part of a multimodal flavor to it, some stuff like that. Maybe that'll be a little easier. So there's a little.
The list pretty much stayed the same as the last. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed.
But no.
Okay.
So anyway, that's. It really doesn't speak well for progress, but for us, we got lucky. So there's how that goes. Other new business. Move to adjourn.
Can I go back up to the Taney County update? I had some other besides the expressway.
Yep, you can.
No, the BRO for the Round Mountain Bridge, we did finally get MoDOT's final approval, so we're guaranteed the money. They're not going to withdraw it, and we're now waiting on the federal highway to to give their final approval. And then we should go out to bid November-ish, is that right?
Yeah. So we've got DB Eagle set by MoDOT, approved by MoDOT. Now it's just going to be Federal Highway. Of course, it's the end of their year, so they're in a shutdown, what, next week. So we're trying to get it through there, but it should be any day now / early next month. We'll put it out to bid. Hopefully, we'll get good bids. We're seeing lower bids than what we did in the summer, so that's a good sign. But everything's done on that. And Devin and his crews have already cleared all the trees and potential habitat for endangered species. I did that last winter. So that's
just wait for the habitat off so it can't be in.
Well, that's one of the rules. It's allowed.
Okay.
As long as you wipe it out when they don't want to use it as a house.
Okay.
Between April and November.
Yeah. And so we should be moving forward on that. That's a big project for the county. It's been talked about for 15 years, probably longer. I remember when I first started Great River, it was 13 years ago, and we were looking at doing some bridge options there and trying to put together some sort of package to pull that off. And so it's taken a little while. It's a big project, but it's finally, we can see the finish line in sight.
Okay.
So the Corps of Engineers have signed off on it?
Yep. And then Dev has also got a flat grant for Thunder Road. He helped us get a SimCog help on that. So that should be moving forward as soon as those flat grants are starting to move forward.
Yeah, they're getting the contract done on it to where we can start it after November 1st.
That's another one. That's a partnership. That's Thunder and Steely Road. So.
Which one?
Thunder Road and Steely Road.
The federal government believes that there is some hope for bipartisan support of a continuing authority to keep the government open for a while. Simultaneously with that is the highway bill. Is running out of money. Is done. So if there is appetite for a continuing authority for the total big budget, there will probably be an appetite for a continuing authority to continue the transportation bill. And we say, well, what else would you do with it? Well, one time they let it lapse, and there was zero money. So all these federal things that you guys are talking about just go on hold. And so this time I think that's not going to happen. I think they are going to do a continuing authority for the transportation bill, too. So that would be good. Now, it's supposed to be a five-year renewal. Last time it was renewed for 5 years, and that's the first time in recent memory that was ever renewed for 5 years. If the election goes one way, it'll probably be renewed for 5 years again. If it goes the other way, probably not. So I just have to say.
Yeah, a number of years ago, before this one, how many times was it kicked to can a year at a time? 4 or 5 years?
At least.
They did 1 year, 1 year, 1 year.
At least. And it was terrible. So.
Have you heard any more on any more meetings or anything for Lone Creek?
They had one. It was a virtual meeting. And I sat in on a virtual meeting, and I was it. So, and it isn't like this is the virtual meeting that you're used to where you sign on and MoDOT's on there and all that. No, MoDOT's just left information out there. So when you go to the virtual meeting, you just look at the website, and that's that.
That's all I can find.
Yes, that's all there. And I put some highlights to that at Partners a couple of times ago, but I'm not even gonna, I don't even bring it up at Partners anymore. 86 I do, but Long Creek, they're moving along. They said design's moving forward, and they've got their core group formed, and they're doing their stuff. So I don't know, but that's what I know. So is there any more meetings planned? Not that I'm aware of. So we'll just have to see. Eventually, everybody's either going to get well or die, and the ones that are left are going to be able to go back to work, is what I hope. So that just seems to be something else. Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? We're at our 1 hour and 1 minute. I still entertain a motion to adjourn. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.